This is City Cafe for your Friday. I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you along. Soon, if someone tells you they're going to take a walk down 400, they don't mean taking a stroll down the middle of the highway. That's because the Buckhead area is about to receive a new walking trail. Path 400 is 5.2 miles of trail that will run along the Georgia 400 Highway Corridor. It begins roughly where the 400 Toll Plaza used to be, and from there it heads south to Peachtree Creek, where it'll tie in with the Beltline. It's a big project, and it's being constructed in phases. To learn more, I recently talked with Denise Starling of Livable Buckhead, one of the organizations spearheading the trail. I began by asking where the idea for Path 400 originated.
It actually came about out of a green space plan that Howard Shook, our city councilman, decided needed to be done. His district is the lowest parked in the entire city of Atlanta. And so a couple of years ago, he came to me and said, we have to change that.
Now, lowest park, that means the fewest parks per capita. That's just a distinction no one wants to have for
their... No, especially not if you consider yourself to be a world-class community like Buckhead does. And so we, as part of a green space plan, did a year-long effort to identify how we were going to change that and add parks to the community. And it became real clear that we had this great asset of land that was underutilized right down the spine of the community that would tie everything together. And then we looked at where the Beltline came in and the opportunities to create regional connections, and it just was obvious that it needed to be a trail.
The first phase that's going to be opening in early January, January 9th, in fact, is a stretch.
It's Lennox Road, so right where you come into the commercial part of the community at On the Border, all the way north to Old Ivy, which is a more neighborhood street. It's a little over half a mile, between half and three quarters. And it really makes the connection between the urban commercial area and the neighborhoods, the single family neighborhoods.
So how close to civilization are you when you're on this path? Pretty darn close, I assume.
Pretty close. It's interesting because, you know, people's backyards go right up to the sound wall for GDOT. Over the years, people have assumed what is actually GDOT property is their own backyard. That's one of the things that has made this an interesting project is we've had to be real careful about working with individual property owners to make sure that what we designed interfaced with their property the way they wanted to see that happen. And in terms of the commercial side of things, we come right through the middle of Tower Place, right in the downtown commercial core, and connect to Miami Circle. So we've got a lot of things that when you experience Buckhead right now, you'd think it would be a 20-minute drive from what we connect. But if you look at it as the crow flies or as the trail goes, it's a direct connection. And that's been really surprising to see how you really can get right through the community without going all the way around all of the different roads to get to where you need to go.
It's also a great example of a huge team effort because there are, what, over a dozen organizations that have played one role or another in this?
You know, it's been the agency alphabet soup in this. And it's
You start with GDOT and go from there.
And you'd think that would slow a project down, but it has been incredible how all of those organizations have worked together to pull this off. It's been 4 years from the initial idea of this project to completion of the first phase of construction and having the second phase underway. That is lightning speed if you think about all of those organizations in the mix, and that has been tremendous.
Even some contributions from Buckhead schools in the way of artwork.
That has been very exciting. We actually had a design challenge that we were looking at how we could create an access panel to access the junction boxes for our electrical lines that are running the project.
Which are not aesthetically something you choose to to decorate
We weren't looking to highlight them, that's for sure. But we needed to access them in the future. And so we created these panels that we've done an artwork contest with all of the K through 5 local schools in Buckhead, and the children have submitted their artwork, and we've actually selected the top 10 winners and are going to unveil those on January 10th.
So what's phase two? What's next?
Phase two is underway. It's actually the next segment up, so going from Old Ivy Road to Wyuka, so about the next half a mile. And it's under construction now. We're actually getting the initial corridor cleared. So you can actually already go out and check that out.
In the end, once the project is complete, of course we know it's parkland, we know it's trails, but what will Buckhead and Metro Atlanta have gained with Path 400?
That's actually a great question. And, you know, people who live in the Buckhead community are going to be able to use the trail to work, get to work in the Buckhead community. Connects to schools right along it, so you could actually use the path to get to school. It also has a history component to it. One of the city's oldest African-American cemeteries is actually right on the trail, and that's something that we are working with Buckhead Heritage to highlight and make sure that we celebrate that. The most obvious one is a connection in a regional network of bike systems. We're connecting directly to the Beltline, and then we're also creating a connection that communities to the north of us, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, can then connect to as well. So the future could be you'd be able to bike from Alpharetta down to the Beltline, then go over to the Silver Comet Trail and go all the way to Stone Mountain or to Alabama. So creating that network is tremendous.
Denise Starling of Livable Buckhead talking with me about the new Path 400 Trail. The first phase opens January 9th. For more information, wabe.org/citycafe.